Hey everyone, I'm Chaney from Cheche Tech Time, and welcome to episode 3 of Chaney's Tech Talk. We took a little bit of a break for a few weeks so that we could better plan out episode schedules, and we're trying to maintain a somewhat constant schedule for these podcast episodes, but nonetheless, here we are today. Today's episode is going to be all about the Microsoft event that happened on Wednesday the 22nd, and we're going to take a look at the new Surface products that were announced and talk a little bit about Windows 11. But before we get into that, I just wanted to mention that this podcast is on all of your favorite podcasting apps, finally. We're on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, Spotify, etc. Along with this, don't forget to follow Cheche Tech Time on Instagram and Twitter at @CC_TechTime. We'll have links to that in the podcast description. Anyway, let's talk about the new Microsoft hardware. So on Wednesday, Microsoft hosted its Surface event, where they released new hardware that plays very nicely with Windows, and more specifically this year, Windows 11. Microsoft just announced a ton of really interesting, unique, and amazing devices all at the same time. It was quite an event, but instead of me talking about the event, let's actually talk about the hardware that was announced at the event. So, for starters, the Surface Duo 2 was announced, and this is a gigantic upgrade over the original dual-screen Android phone. So, there's a new triple-camera system on the back, and that's a telephoto lens and two wide-angle lenses. Microsoft decided to take a page out of Samsung's book, and they now have an ambient screen on the curved screen slash hinge of the device, and it looks pretty cool, but it seems pretty small, so we'll have to see how Microsoft does with that small bit of room for information. The Surface Duo 2 is going to start at $1,500, which is $100 more than its predecessor when that was originally launched. Now the original Surface Duo sells for $700 because it was kind of a flop, but it was still pretty unique for a dual screen device at the time that it was originally announced and released. Microsoft also announced new Surface computers, so let's start off with the classic Surface Pro lineup, and that means let's talk about the Surface Pro 8, and that has quite a new design to it. So the Surface Pro 8 has a 13-inch PixelSense display with a refresh rate of 120Hz. Along with that, the tablet computer has a Thunderbolt 4 port and a faster processor that's based off of Intel's 11th gen chips. The Surface Pro 8 is going to start at $1,100, and it'll go on sale on October 5th, the same day that Windows 11 and a couple other Microsoft things get released. Speaking of other Microsoft things, the Surface Pro X did get a new model added to it, even if it doesn't have any new specs in a way, but basically, there's a new Wi-Fi only model, and that's going to save you $100 from the original price tag of $1,000. So, I guess that's a good thing, since I'd assume not everyone that needs a Surface necessarily needs LTE. Now on to Microsoft's smallest Surface, the Surface Go 3, that got a pretty minor upgrade, but still an upgrade nonetheless. So the base model comes with a new Pentium Gold 6500Y CPU instead of a 4425Y CPU from the last gen hardware. More expensive versions will come with a 10th generation Core i3 from Intel, and Microsoft says that will supposedly be up to 60% faster than the Core M3 chip from the Surface Go 2. Now, you may be wondering, why not have 11th gen Core i3s like the Surface Pro 8 with its 11th gen chips? Well, the Surface Go lineup was never really meant to be the most powerful Surface ever, so a 10th gen CPU, even in 2021 and soon 2022, it's going to do you just fine for most day-to-day applications, so it doesn't really matter all that much. And in terms of price, this is only going to set you back $400 for the base model, and it's going to go on sale on October 5th, just like the other Surface computers announced on Wednesday. Finally, we get to my personal favorite, even if it isn't for the right reasons, the Surface Laptop Studio. So, basically, this is if the ginormous Surface Studio from 2018 was turned into a laptop. So, basically, it's a smaller form factor, obviously, and then the screen design closely resembles the original Surface Studio in terms of how it folds down horizontally so that you can work on it like a drawing tablet. And this is one of the Surface laptops that has the most powerful chips inside of it. So it has Intel's 11th gen H35 CPUs and Xe graphics. So that's already pretty good. But you can also upgrade it to, get this, an NVIDIA RTX 3050 Ti. So you'll basically be able to do almost anything within reason on this machine. Starts at $1,600 and it'll go on sale on, you guessed it, October 5th. And on that note, that wraps up episode 3 of Chaney's Tech Talk. If you've got any suggestions for more content or new posts for Cheche Tech Time, do leave them in the comments if you're watching this on the website or YouTube. I'm Cheney from Cheney Tech Time, and this is Cheney's Tech Talk.